Okay, so we're starting the Gemara in Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. This is the beginning of a long sugi here, and there are different shitas over here in the Rishonim. So we'll try to take it one at a time, as best as we can. All right, so the Gemara, as I told you yesterday, the Mishnah seems very straightforward, and the Gemara already starts getting very, takes the Mishnah out of its plain meaning. All right, you figured it out a little bit? It's confusing. No, it's good? All right, who wants to read? Kiyosa Rav Dimi. So basically, we're gonna cut. What's happening here is you're gonna get three or four statements in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So you have to keep it straight. Go ahead, who wants to start? Kiyosa Rav Dimi.
Rishon Bob.
Okay, so even though the Mishnah sounds like it couldn't be clearer, right? The Yahi Nesach is Aser B'kol Shehu. Sounds like you finished if you got Yahi Nesach involved. Nope. Rav Dimi says that's not really the case. On the contrary, he says if somebody were to pour Yahi Nesach from a chavis into a boar, afilu kol hayom kulo, Rishon Bar. Yeah. What does it mean, a bar? A big pit. That's how they used to have the wine set up, that they would have a big bar, a big pit of wine on the bottom, when there would like a well type of thing, and they would be when they make the wine, so they have a big thing of the grapes, and they crush it down, and it all flow down to what's called the bar. So anyway, it means it's a lot of wine. It's a large quantity of wine. So as long as you're pouring mechavis labor, afilu kol hayom kulo, rishon bottle. So how does that work out, Rashi? Rishon rishon
shenafo bottle b'yayin kasher. Yain kasher sheva bor mutter behana hai dekatanya kaman yain nesach shenafol labor kulo aser mukilak shenafol.
Yeah, take the chair, please. You need the chair?
No, actually. I need your attention. I'm sorry.
No problem. Thank you. So he says the rishon shenafol bottle barov yain. He changed it up, right? Barov. Birov biyayin kosher shebebor. So what happens? You have a rov yayin in the bor. I mean, I assume it means really more than rov, right? You have the shear of bittel in the bor, and as the wine, yeah, let's say it's shishim.
Stavrit
Shishim. And as the wine, as the Yayin Nesach falls into the Yayin in the bar, it keeps becoming bottle. As it falls in, it's bottle. It's Rishon Shenofal bottle Barov B'Yayin Kosher Shebebor. As it falls in, one at a time, quantity by quantity, piece by piece, it becomes bottle. Right? Umutr bahana. Okay, now what Rashi means, mutr bahana, is a little bit of a question. I mean, it's difficult. What does that mean, mutr bahana?
What's the Rishon thing?
Rishon means as it comes. As it comes, it keeps becoming bottle. One by one.
One, whatever.
One, one.
Whatever, I don't know.
Right. Yeah.
You don't look at it as like a unit of water spoiling. I mean, it's like dripping in one drop at a time, right?
Doesn't matter. That's right. He's saying as it's coming in, it's becoming bottle.
So then why are we ever looking at the water as if it's, or not the water, the liquid as if it's together? Why isn't it always just a bunch of individual droplets and stuff? And
so maybe it is. Maybe.
Right.
Would a pouring type of action be the same as Rishon?
If you want, for simplicity's sake, you can imagine it's coming down in big drops. Would that make it better?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Let's imagine that then.
All right.
Just for simplicity, that's the concept. The concept is, it's considered like it's coming in pieces, and each piece that falls in his bottle. Okay? So what does it mean in the Mishnah later? Yayin nesech shenofal lebor kulo aser. That's the next Mishnah. Right? Next Mishnah. Yayin nesech shenofal lebor is kulo aser. What are you going to do with that Mishnah? But why does Rashi have to go to that Mishnah? Why can't you just... What about our Mishnah? Aser b'kolshu.
Reading?
No? Good, very good. So in other words, there's no kasha from the Mishnah. Where the Mishnah says, Yayin Nesech is Asa B'Kol Shehu, because the Mishnah means when the Yayin Nesech is in the boar. So then you'll have the reverse phenomenon. That as the heter falls in, it becomes bottle. So that's how you'll get Asa B'Kol Shehu. You'll switch the case. You understand? In other words, In this Gemara, the order of operation is key, according to Rashi. That's going to make the difference. Right? Because bittel works from the larger to the smaller. Okay? So if I have yayin kusher in the boar, as I'm pouring in the yayin nesach, it'll be rishon bottle. Each amount that falls in will be bottle. So then I'll wind up with Yayin Heter. Right? I'll wind up with Yayin Heter. So then, but our Mishnah says Yayin Nesech is also B'kol Shehu. How is that possible? Why isn't that just a steerer? Why doesn't the Gemara say, Rav Dimi, are you crazy? The Mishnah says the opposite. Right? So he says, no, because Rav Dimi learns the Mishnah when Yayin Heter falls into Yayin Nesech. Then it's Rishon Batel. Right? I was talking, Rav Dimi will say, what are you talking about? I'm talking about when Isser falls into Heter. Then everything is great. And the Mishnah that says when, the Mishnah that says it's Aser B'Kol Shehu means when Heter falls into Isser. Okay, let's just clarify one point. How long can you keep up this process of Bittel? How long can you keep this process of Bittel? Kol Yom Kulo, what did you say? Afilo Kol Yom Kulo, right? Means to say that we don't care. Plain shot in this Gemara is what? We don't care what the ultimate ratios are going to be. I don't care. All I care about is what happens in the process. If I start out with 100 gallons of kosher wine, right? And I slowly pour in my Yayin Nesach, bottle, all day long, bottle, even though at the end of the day I've got 500 gallons of wine, 400 of them are Yayin Nesach, 100 of them was Yayin Kusher, it's all Kusher. Why? Bottle, Rishon bottle. That's what it means, Rishon bottle. It means we don't sum it up at the end. We just go Rishon. Bottle. We don't do a sum. We don't say, well, let's just sum it up. How much Yayin Kusher? How much Yayin Nesach? No. We do Rishon, Bottle. So that's what it means. Yayin Nesach. Yayin Hama'ara Yayin Nesach Mechavis Labor. Afilu kol yom kulo rishon bottle, meaning we don't care how much there is in the end of the day. All we care about is the rishon bottle. So then, how do you get yayin nesach asa b'kol shu? The opposite. I started out with yayin nesach in the bar, and I keep adding heter rishon. Even though at the end of the day I've got 1,000 times the amount of iser, it's all gonna, in my heter. It's all going to be aser. Because Rishon Batel. So that's how Rav Dimi doesn't have a kasha from our Mishnah. You understand? Our Mishnah is not a kasha at all in Rav Dimi. Because he'll learn when it says Yayin Nesach is Asa B'Kol Shehu, it's because Rishon Batel of the Heter. Okay? So when Isser falls into Heter, he holds it's all Mutter. And the Mishnah is talking about when Heter falls into Isser, But now we have a question from the next Mishnah. Because the next Mishnah says clearly what is falling into what. The next Mishnah says clearly, Yayin Nesech Shenofal Labor Kulo Oser Bahana. That sounds like a real steerer to Rav Dimi. It's in the Mishnah itself is not a steerer to Rav Dimi, because the Mishnah doesn't say what's falling into what. So you could learn our Mishnah to mean Heter into Isser. And it's Kol Shehu, why? Because the Rishon Bottle. Right? But the next Mishnah you can't learn that way, because it says specifically Isser into Heter. So if Isser into Heter is Rishon Bottle, according to Rav Dimi, so why does the next Mishnah say it's Usser? Now we're getting somewhere. At least we're getting the facts straight. So that's what Rashi says.
What is he?
V'had ketani l'komon yayin nesech shnofol bebor kulo aser. Got it? Continue. Muki law
shnofol bechavas gedola v'nishbara v'nofol kulo kech.
Ah, that's a different case. That doesn't mean I poured from a barrel, because when I pour from a barrel, it's always going to be Rishon Bottle. It means I took a barrel and I just chucked the whole barrel into the bar and it just crashed at the bottom. And all the wine opened up and spilled out immediately at the same time. So then I can't say Rishon Bottle. So then I'll come out that I have more, that I'm not going to have a bittle in the bor, because it's going to have to really be the full quantities of the yayin in the bor versus the yayin in the chavis. So it's possible to have an iser. It's possible for the yayin nesach to create iser if it falls in all at once. You understand? So Rishon Bottle really depends on that as it comes in, it's not enough to create Isser. Whatever is not enough to create Isser gets chalked up on the Heter side, and that's it. It'll keep running. Yeah. Right. It was Rashi's learning that gradual increase of the Yayin is just going to create Bittel. It has to be an instantaneous increase in yayin. Yeah. We're assuming, right. The assumption is that the barrel itself contains enough to create Isser, if it were to go in at once. That's the assumption. That's the underlying assumption. That what's the chiddush of saying that if you pour from a barrel all day long, then the wine is not Usser? The assumption, because of comma bottle, it means to say, but if I would take all of the wine and measure it against all of the wine in the barrel, against all of the wine in the boar, it would be enough to create us. Let's say the barrel, the boar has, 50 gallons of wine, and the chavis has 1 gallon of wine. So if the chavis were to go into the boar in 1 minute, in one instant, then I would have a shear of 50-1, which would create Isser. But since it's going in a slow stream, so each amount that's being added is bottle to the amount in the bar, and it's comma bottle. But so that's what Rashi has to explain. When it says in the next Mishnah that the yayin nesach that falls into the bar creates Isser, it must be that the whole barrel fell in at once. So then I have, no, the point is like this. When do I take my shear? I know the shear of 50-1 is not, it creates Isser. I know the shear of 60-1 creates Heter. When do I take my shear? So Rav Dimi says you take your shear as the instant that it enters. Certainly with Mayim, that's a liquid. Certainly with Yayin, that's a liquid. So if I'm pouring a stream, right, and I'm pouring a slow pour into the bor from my chavis, each amount that goes into the bor is bottle, but more than shishim. It's at least bottle b'shishim. So I take my shear as it enters. Oh, comma bottle. But unless I throw the barrel in, then when it enters, it's all the wine is entering at once. It's all a question of I make the shear at the instant that I consider them to mix. When I'm pouring slowly, I consider all of the stream. I consider them to be mixing at the bottom of the stream, and that amount is more than bottle b'shishim. But if I threw in one whole barrel and it broke when it hit, that's all one big addition. That would be 50 to 1 an usher. Now, as you can't have a bittel, you can't say that there's a problem of bittel requires them to be actually to be mingled. You can't have a bittel if two things if the isser is nicker, that's called. You can't have a bittel when the thing is nicker. So there's no chance for there's no tarovus is where they is you can give it we can have the chumra like we said before of yayin nesach, so he has a shame of an isser, a shame of tarovus, but is not really your question is which way. For heter or for isser? Okay, now there's a question. Levi's question is, why don't you say, don't say kama kama bottle, because it's all on its way down. Okay, we'll have to see. Yeah. All right, so the question over here and the concept is, you could look at it in two ways, right? When you say rishon bottle, so the question is, what happens to the wine that was bottle? What happens to that yayin nesach that was bottle? So what are the choices?
You could treat it exactly as the kosher wine.
Do you treat it exactly like the kosher wine?
Or do you treat it like yayin nesach that's still there and is just bottle? I don't know what
right.
Bottle, like what does bottle do to it?
Well, doesn't it seem you have to treat it like kosher wine? Because otherwise, when you get to the shear of, when you get to the end, to the shear that there should be no bittel, then you have all of this. Then you have a nesinas tam of yayin nesach.
Exactly. Like, why is the bittel stuff not accruing? Why is it not?
Right. Right. Good question. Right. So what causes the difficulty over here is that we're conditioned. I mean, it's reasonable. It's not an unreasonable thing to do. We assume when we read the Mishnah says aser b'kol shu, it means like a new kind of an iser. Like it's aser. Like there's no sheer bittel. Right. Like there's just no sheer bittel by yayin nesach. But Rav Dimi is not saying that at all. Rav Dimi is just saying, by yayin nesach, there is a way that it might be. There is a way that it would be usher even if it were a kol shu. He's not saying yayin nesach is always usher for kol shu. So what's the question, Mayor? What's really bothering you? Tell me what's really bothering you. Yeah, Jonah, what's really bothering you? Go ahead.
Isn't that like
means
right? And
what's malfa? I mean, what's bothering everybody, whether they know it yet or not, is is what's special about yayin nesach going through this whole thing. I mean, couldn't you just do this with any isser? I can make any isser an aser b'kol shu. How? Just drip in heter slowly. So like what? It's like the Mishnah makes it sound like there's something special going on here about yayin nesach, and Rav Dimi is just like cutting the legs out from under it. Like the Mishnah has got this whole new thing with yayin nesach, and Rav Dimi is just saying, nah, nothing special here. This is just a kosher. It's just a kama bottle. It's a problem. I mean, these are the problems that we're going to have to be dealing with. It seems that there should be something special about yayin nesach. There should be something new about yayin nesach, not just a regular din of a kama bottle. I guess the point I'm trying to make is that it should be confusing to you. Mission accomplished. All right, we've got to just plow through until we get to see the light at the end of the tunnel over here. Let's go. I'll read a little here. Okay, so how does it work? So the Gemara says, how does it work? So let's go through the questions that the Gemara has. Okay, so Rav Dimi is coming boldly saying there's nothing special here. Yayin nesach aser b'kol shu doesn't mean that one drop of yayin nesach be careful that drop of yayin nesach. If it falls into your head, it will be usher. That's not what it means at all. On the contrary, if it falls into your head, it will be batal. And if you keep dropping more into it, it'll still be batal. And you keep dropping more and more and more and more, it'll still be batal. It only means usher bekolshu. How? If you have yayin nesach on the bottom and you drop isser into it and you keep dropping it slowly, 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 so then all the heter will be batal in the isser. Right? It'll only be usher bekolshu in that one particular way. In other words, reversing the kama kama batal. Instead of kama kama batal of the isser into the heter, you have kama kama batal of the heter into the isser. Right? Is that clear? Good. So the Gemara is like this. Tanan, yayin nesech aser v'oser b'kol shehu. So that's the question for our Mishnah. My love, the konofel isur l'goe teira. So doesn't it mean what? That iser fell into heter, the way we thought it should mean, yeah. Right? I think I asked somebody the other day, right? What does it mean when it says yayin nesech is aser? You always think it means the iser is falling into the heter. That's plain shot.
But this is also like the Lushan's oser.
Right.
It is making this
right.
other thing oser.
Right. Like, right. Sounds like it's the active one.
Yeah.
It's the mover. Right.
Yeah, right.
So doesn't it mean that the iser fell into the heter? V'lo arminan kama kama batal le barov. And we don't say it's kama kama batal barov. Lo the konofel ater lego isura. So that's what I said. That's why Rashi doesn't ask that question in the right away. He asked the question that's vadai against the Mishnah. This question the Gemara asks and says is not a kasha on the Mishnah. You can learn it the other way. It's heter and tisser. The kama kama de hetera botolei. Toshima yayin bi yayin bin no saint tam. You do this part? Did you do this Gemara? A little bit? Somewhat? Okay, what did you do instead? The Tosus? Oh, you had the Q&A? Yeah. All right, so we might as well go through the pshat then, all right? Not everyone's totally prepared here. So let's just go through the pshat and the Gemara. Toshima. So we're trying to get... Remember what we're trying to figure out here. We're trying to see if we can disprove Rav Dimi, who says that if Isser falls into Heter, kama kama batal. And it's only if Heter falls into Isser is it possible to accumulate to a shear of an Isser kol shu. How? Because the heter keeps becoming usser, 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 usser. Right? So he said like this, Toshma yayin bin mayin bin no saint tam. If wine falls into water, it's usser bin no saint tam. Again, my love, the konofil chamra de isura lemaya de hetera. Doesn't that also mean that the yayin is isser? Right? And it's falling into mayim, that's kosher. Rashi. My love, de chamra de isur lego maya de hetera, v'ketoni michi yohiv taima v'chamra mitzar. And it says, when it gives tam, it's usher. Right, it shouldn't be v'chamra. It shouldn't be v'chamra. Kiyov Tayama Chamra B'Mayer, because that's the case. It's wine into water. So again, it says Yayin B'Mayim B'No Same Tam. So what does that mean? It means if I have Yayin Nesach and I'm dripping it into the water, or I'm pouring it into the water slowly. So initially, it's not. Initially, it's kosher because there's no No Same Tam initially. The first amount of wine that hits the water doesn't give all the water tam, right? And yet the Mishnah says that when it gives tam, it'll all be usher. So doesn't that show you again that you don't say kama kama bottle? So you see Rav Dimi was really serious with this kama kama bottle business. Even by Mimbishen Amino he yelled it. Right? That's what he yelled. He yelled. So I think that answers your question. It means it really turns into heter.
Yeah.
It means even though at the end I'm starting out with the Yayin Nesach. This is very hard to accept for people, right? It's very hard to accept.
Yeah.
It's so radically different from the way we think. right? But it's what Rav Dimi held. If I take yayin nesach, usher to drink this yayin, right? And I pour it slowly into water, that's kosher. So, okay, I can't taste the wine. Everything's fine. But even if I keep adding it slowly, slowly, and at the end of the day, I can taste the wine perfectly well, it still is kosher. Why? Because what am I tasting? Tasting wine that was bittul. So for him, bittul really turns it to heter.
Right.
He's serious about this. He's serious that each amount of wine that goes in joins the heter side and counteracts the next wine that comes in. You'll never get tam of yayin that's usser, because rishon bottle. Okay? So that's the Gemara's kasha. How could you tell me that rishon bottle? The Mishnah says if the wine that's falling in gives tam to the mayim eventually, then all the mayim is usser. But according to you, it should be bottle as it goes in. So again, he has his old trick. No problem. To call Nofal Hatera, the Goy Surah. Did I skip anything? To call Nofal Chamer Hatera, the Mayadi Surah. Right? So you all say the same thing. You guys all have this prejudice. So you always think that it's the Isser falling into the Heter. Right? Whenever you hear, oh, this fell into that, for some reason you're automatically assuming it's Isser falling into Heter. Who said that? The case was the opposite. It was the Yayin was Heter and it fell into Mayim, that was Usser. Okay. So how does that work out? Chamro de Hetera lego Maya di Sura. How does that work out? V'ashmo inon, so what does it mean b'nosin tam? Here's where things get sticky. Here's where things get very messy. If you're paying attention.
It was perfectly sticky
up until now. It worked. Things start breaking down over here. Ready? Strapped in? V'ashmo inon, dekol kama, why does it say? This is the problem. Why does it say that when the yayin that's kosher falls into the mayim that's usser, that it's usser bin asinas tam? Now, first of all, I know everybody has this problem, because I have this problem too, and I assume I'm normal. That's always my assumption. So everybody's having the problem of, what do you mean bin asinas tam? Right? It's very simple. It means when the wine that is kosher falls into the mayim that is usher, right away, in that yayin, it certainly has been affected by the mayim.
In that mayim, the mayim is the thing it's falling into, no?
Yes.
When
we say binasinas tam, we always mean is the heter becoming affected by the isser. Okay? So what's the heter? The yayin. What's the isser? The mayim. So it means I can't have that yayin when it falls into the mayim because it was affected by the mayim. Right?
Oh, correct.
What's that? Well, that's called tam. Losing, taking away the yayin's tam is called the nesinas tam into the yayin.
Yeah.
Okay?
The lack of tam.
But that's fairly obvious. That's fairly obvious. Why does the Mishnah have to? I mean, if it's just a little bit of wine falling into the mayim, then it's davar pashut that it's usher right away. Davar pashut is usher right away. So what is the Mishnah really telling us? V'ashmina dekol kama deyohav maya taima bechamra itzar. But that's a limitation. When the Mishnah says, if yayin that's mutter falls into mayim that's usser, it's usser as long as it's giving tam. That means that when it exceeds the shear of tam, it should all revert back to heter. But that itself is a problem with Rav Dimi, because why doesn't he say kama kama bottle? In other words, the problem is like this. How is Rav Dimi helping himself by saying that it's mayim, that it's yayin, that's mutter falling into yayin, into that? How is Rav Dimi helping himself by saying it's yayin that's mutter falling into mayim that's aser? How does that help him? Because the Mishnah still says it's only aser as long as it's no sin tam. So what does that imply? That implies that if you keep dripping yayin in all day long, there'll come a point where the yayin is no longer, where the mayim is not no sin tam into the yayin. And at that point, it should revert back to heter. But that itself goes against kama kama batal.
Yeah.
Right? So Rashi to the rescue, at least temporarily. So he says, Vashmina, the kol kama, do you have maya time of a chamra? It's sir. Aji vatal tamayayin es amayim. Es tamayim. Ukigon, back to Shia's case over here, the nofal kule kichada. So what does it mean? Yayin that's kosher that falls into mayim that's usher is mutter if it's not no same time. We've got to resort to our barrel case again.
It's mutter if the water is not no same time, fine.
But how does that happen if you say kama kama bottle? It must be that all the wine fell in at once. But wait a minute. If we're gonna use the trick of the barrel, why couldn't he just give the answer right away? Why couldn't he just say right away that what? The question was if the yayin is usr that falls into the mayim that's mutter, and it says it's usr benosin tam. So the Gemara's question was, how could it be usr benosin tam? As it falls in slowly, it keeps becoming bottle. So if we have to resort to a big barrel case in the end, why couldn't we just use a big barrel case in the beginning and finish all the trouble?
Yeah, right away.
Just right away, say big barrel. Look, if you don't have to resort to big barrel cases, that's great. But if you're going to have to say at some point a big barrel, why don't you say big barrel right away? Right? We are totally unequipped to answer this question. Big barrel. Now, why do you have to say bigger? The Rishonim try to work out this problem. But why do you have to say big barrel is the question. Because, let's go through the steps. Ready? The Gemara says, Rav Dimi says, when a little bit of Isser falls into Heter, I don't care if it's Mim B'min or Mim B'shen B'min, I don't care. A little bit of Isser falling into Heter, it's fine. And if you keep doing it all day long, it's fine. I don't care at the end of the day, it's nosing time. I don't care about anything. As long as it's a little bit of Isser into Heter, comma, comma, bottle. Okay, so therefore like this. If Rav Dimi was writing the Shulchan Aruch, if he was writing this Mishnah, so he would say, Yayin into Mayim mutter. Yayin nesach shenofel l'mayim de'atera is mutter. Because the comma, comma, bottle. So the Gemara says, oh, that's how you would write the Mishnah, right? Oh, but the Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says that the Mayim is going to be Aser Benosin Tam. As long as the Yayin gives the Mayim Tam, it's going to be Aser. So you see, you're wrong. Rav Dimi, you are wrong. That's what the Gemara says. Right? Right? So Rav Dimi says, no, you're falling for that old trick of thinking the Isser fell into the Heter. It's Heter that's falling into Isser, and it's Nosin time right away. It's Nosin time right away, right? It's a case where Heter is falling into Isser. So the Yayin is Usser because the Yayin is the minority in the Yayin is the Heter, but it's the minority in the Mayim, right? So even though it's falling in slowly, of course it's going to be Usser. It's going to be usher because it's falling in slowly. That's exactly why it is usher, because it's falling in slowly. That's all great. That's all wonderful. The only thing is, the Mishnah says that when the wine, which now is heter, falls into the water, which is usher, it's only usher benosin tam, which means eventually, if the wine keeps falling in slowly, and it exceeds nesinas tam, meaning to say you can no longer taste any of the water in the wine, it should all turn back to heter according to the way you're learning. But not according to Rav Dimi. So Rav Dimi is stuck anyway. Now, even if Rav Dimi switches it from yayin that's mutter into mayim that's aser, he's still going to have trouble. Because according to him, if wine that is mutter falls slowly into water that's aser, it's kama bottle. And even if at the end of the day, I can't tell that there ever was water to begin with, it still is aser. Right? Because the heter kept becoming bottle in the iser. So there shouldn't be any limitation on the iser. It should be aser b'kol shu.
So it's aser.
But the Mishnah doesn't say it's aser b'kol shu when wine falls into water. The Mishnah says that when you can't taste the water anymore, the yayin is mutter. That means that you don't say kama bottle. So has Rav Dimi answer? So what does Rashi answer for Rav Dimi? No, when it says that the wine is mutter benosin tam, it means when a barrel of wine fell into the water. So there never was kama bottle. Right? Okay, but our whole problem was because we were assuming things are falling in slowly. So we were trying to keep the Mishnah as a case of things falling in slowly. So that's why we switched it to heter falling into iser, so we can keep it as falling in slowly. But now we can't keep it as falling in slowly anyway. So why can't we just say it from the very beginning? When wine that's aser falls into mayim that's mutter, your kasha was it should always be mutter because all the wine should be bottled slowly, slowly. No, I'll say it's a case where a big barrel of wine fell into water. You're not saving yourself anything. You're not helping yourself anything. You're still stuck with the case of a big barrel falling into the... You're still going to have to come down to the big barrel case at some point.